Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me today. I'm so glad that you're able to be with me as we, with the Lord's help, bring to conclusion some beautiful thoughts about our sanctification through the blood covenant that we have by Jesus Christ. And there's a beautiful picture that is portrayed in the Old Testament in Leviticus, the 14th chapter. And on yesterday's broadcast, and at any point in time, if you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, click on the broadcast, and you can rehear a broadcast or one that you missed at your convenience. At any rate, what we see here in the 14th chapter is the cleansing of the leper, or for our purposes, the sinner. And there's a beautiful example of the Lord Jesus Christ in the figure of the two birds, the one that is sacrificed, the one that is released. And then what we found on yesterday's broadcast was that the leper was returned to his tent, but after he had to let 7 days pass, he would go back to the priest. And I'm not going to take the time to read it, but there was a trespass offering that was offered on the eighth day. And when the priest offered that trespass offering, it says in verse 14, the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. The priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle of the oil with his finger 7 times before the Lord. And the rest of the oil that is in his hand shall the priest put upon the tip of the right ear, and then I won't read all that, but on the right hand and on the great toe, upon the blood of the trespass offering. So there was, like, if you will, an anointing with blood and an anointing with oil. All right, what does this speak to us of? This blood of the trespass offering that was shed, sacrificial lamb. The right side of he that was to be cleansed indicates the right being the side of divine favor. The tip of the right ear reflects our thought life. The blood of Jesus Christ can be applied to our thought life, to our, you know, the head. That's where that, you know, and faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So our hearing is something extremely important. Psalm 55, 2 and 3 says, I am restless in my complaint and surely distracted because of the voice of the enemy. Have you ever been in that place? Has the enemy just been talking in your ear and bringing all kinds of accusation, condemnation, and evil thoughts against you? Oppression, thoughts of unbelief, God doesn't love you, that's how he attacks. But the blood, beloved, can be applied to the right ear, if you will, our thought life, and then the thumb of the right hand. What does that speak of? Well, that shows that the blood sanctifies our works for the kingdom of God and makes them effective. That thumb refers to our works in ministry, just as the thumb makes the hand very vital. Ecclesiastes 9 and 10 says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Of course, that is reference to not just what your hand is doing, it's what you purpose to do with your hand, what you apply yourself to. And then, of course, that one of the great principles of the doctrines of the church, referenced in Mark 16, 17 and 18, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The hands are very important in Scripture. And then what about the great toe of the right foot? That refers to fellowship. The feet of Jesus were nailed to that cruel cross that we might walk in unrestricted communication and communion with the Father. Without the confession of sin, there's no application of the blood. 1 John 1 and 9 says, and this is something we need to remember as God's people, the grace of God, as Brother Glass used to say, it's not cheap grace. We must never crucify the Son of God afresh by thinking that we can live any old way we want. We can live as the world wants. We can go back to our vomit, if you will, as a dog does, and expect that His grace is going to spare and save us. We have to understand that His blood cleanses us when we make a mistake, but we must never willfully practice sin. And so, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Beloved, all the divine revelation, all the enlightenment, the illumination that we as God's people receive comes from the Holy Spirit. He alone knows the Spirit of God. He is the Spirit of God. He only knows the mind of God. And whatever we can receive through God, our gifts, the revelation, the understanding, it comes through the blessed Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, on the basis and on the legal ground of the blood. Do you see how important this blood covenant is for us? This beautiful picture that is portrayed in Leviticus, the 14th chapter, the leper who was hated, who was ostracized in that ancient culture, not just by the Israelites. They weren't allowed, well, it was a very contagious disease. They were put outside the camp. They had no fellowship. They were in all extremes, most miserable. But God provided a way for the cleansing of the leper, for the cleansing of us. Every one of us are a sinner who has been cleansed and called by the grace of God. Beloved, we are a royal priesthood, and because of what I have shared with you, these beautiful principles in the Word of God, you are a priest. Just like the priest could cleanse the leper of his day, we are a royal priesthood. You ought to get excited about this, beloved, and you can sprinkle the blood on your own life, on your ministry, on your possessions, on your family, on your loved ones, whatever it is. You have the right to sprinkle the precious blood by faith over everything and all that it pertains to you. And if that isn't enough, beloved, there's yet more. I'm still going to read what the priest does in Leviticus, the 14th chapter. This is so incredible and so beautiful. Let me read verse 17. And the rest of the oil, this is this a symbol of the anointing oil, a symbol of the Holy Spirit, shall the priest put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the blood of the trespass offering. So what do we have? The priest anoints those three areas of the cleansed man with the blood of the sacrifice, the trespass offering. Then he puts oil, a symbol of the anointing. Oil is the Holy Spirit. This process was repeated. And then listen to this, verse 18, hallelujah, the remnant of the oil that is in the priest's hands, he shall pour upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, and the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord. Praise God. What does this speak of? Hallelujah. This is sprinkled seven times before the Lord, this oil. It talks about the Holy Spirit proceeding from the Father. And beloved, after you and I are cleansed, after you came to Jesus, after you've been cleansed by the blood of the covenant, after the blood has been applied, then you receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The blood is the legal basis of our authority. The Holy Spirit, represented by the oil, is our empowering. That's why it's so necessary, not just to be saved, where the Holy Spirit comes in to dwell in our spirit, to be born again, to have new life, but to have that full empowering of the Holy Spirit that the book of Acts describes as the Holy Spirit was administered and came on the day of Pentecost to empower every individual believer. That's the empowering, beloved. And this beautiful example of the oil being poured on the head talks about the fullness, glory to God, the fullness of the anointing. After those three specific areas are done, the oil is poured on the head and it pours down the garment of he who was being cleansed, the fullness of the Holy Spirit on the believer. Praise God. How beautiful is that? And it makes me think of Psalm 133, which talks about the corporate anointing. If God's people are in unity, honey, beloved, nothing shall be impossible to us. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, he was the high priest, that went down to the skirts of his garment. From the head representing the Lord Jesus Christ and the entire body down to the feet, there is the fullness of that anointing as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. My beloved, hear the word of the Lord. Have you heard from my word the potential, that the victory that is available to you? Not only your cleansing, not only your protection, not only your justification and sanctification, but a fullness of the Spirit of the Lord do I desire to impart in your life. Behold, open up yourself to me. Be willing to be sanctified by the Spirit of God. I desire and I require your permission that you shall come to me as he that was cleansed, as recorded in the pages of my word, as he came before the priest, as you come before your high priest, the risen Lord Jesus Christ, who sits on the right hand of the Father on his throne. As you come before me, behold, I shall cause the anointing of my presence to flow down upon you, upon your body, your soul, and your spirit, and you shall walk in the victory and the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall be able to speak the word in faith. You shall be able to do those greater works that I have called you to do, beloved. Oh, do you see the greatness of your inheritance? Praise me and begin to walk in it, says your God. Thank the Lord. Oh, I feel the anointing in the presence of God. Receive that word of the Lord. Lord, we receive and we give you honor and praise and glory for it. Well, it has been a blessing to minister to you on this beautiful subject, our blood covenant. I just thank you for joining me. And next time we get together, we'll see what the Lord has for us. Thank you for joining me. And if you need prayer, beloved, there's a principle. Just as God has principles in every aspect of our spiritual life and walk, there's the principle of agreeing prayer. You can pray. I've had that experience in my own life. I've been going through something. I've prayed. It hasn't lifted. I've talked to a friend. We've prayed, and it's lifted. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,